just a few halachot in the laws of weddings and marriages. Of course, being that we're in the season of Nisu'in, so we'll just review some of the pertinent laws. Hachem Avadiyah discusses them in Halichot Olam Chelek Bet, starting on Daf Resh Gimal. Number one, of course, the first stage of the marriage is the Irusin. Of course, the Hacham, or the one that's Mesader, that's setting it up, makes the Beracha Borei Pri HaGefen, as well as the Beracha of Irusin. Now, regarding this Beracha, the rabbi that's officiating should tell the Hatan to have in mind to be Yotzeh. Because technically, the Hatan is supposed to make this Beracha. It's a beracha of a mitzvah before he actually is Mekadesh's wife. But only because there's some hatarim that might not be able to make the beracha themselves, so not to embarrass those that don't know. So the custom was that the rabbi makes the beracha for him. But he must have kavanah, the rabbi, to be motzi, and the hatan has to have kavanah to be yotzeh. Furthermore, the hatan obviously would not answer baruchu, baruch shemo, to this beracha. Now, regarding the kos yayin that the rabbi uses for the irusin, halakha writes that the hakam should taste from the yayin. If he doesn't, it could be his beracha of gefen is beracha lebatala, which means after he says mekadesh amo Yisrael al yedei chupa v'kedushin, before he gives it to the hatan, he should taste a little and then give it to the hatan. Why? Because according to most authorities, the beracha of Gefen at the time of the Irusin is considered Birkat Nehenin. Which means it's not mandatory to have a Gefen at the Irusin. So therefore, whenever you make a beracha on something that's Birkat Nehenin, you have to have pleasure. Otherwise, it's a beracha lebatala. Whereas in the second stage of the Nisu'in, we also have a second cup. There, it's according to most authorities, it's considered Birkat Mitzvah. Which means the Nisu'in was made on a cup of wine. It's like Kiddush. And therefore, when he makes Borei Pri HaGefen, even if he doesn't taste, it's okay. Because like Berkat HaMitzvah, if you could just give it to the Hatam Mekala, it should be pointed out that Rachem Avadiyah says that Yireh Shamayim should taste even from the Berkat HaNisu'in. Because according to some authorities, it has the status of Berkat Nehenin. But however, according to the strict halakha, the one that makes the gefen on the irusin must taste from the wine, whereas the one that's making the beracha of gefen on the nisuin does not necessarily have to taste from the wine, but Yireh Shamayim, he should try to. Now, in the text of the beracha of irusin, our custom is to say Mekadesh Amo Yisrael al yedei chupa bekiddushin with a bet. However, the bet does not have a dagesh in it, so some say Mekadesh Yisrael al yedei Amo Yisrael al yedei chupa v'kiddushin. That's really a bet refuya, but our custom is not to make a difference between a bet refuya and a bet degusha. We just say one strong and one softer, but we don't turn it into a vav, so therefore it would be v'kiddushin, just with a bet. Last but not least, he does bring down over here the custom. Minhag Eretz Yisrael, as well as our minhag here, shehatan shover kos lezikaron Yerushalayim, that the hatan does break a cup at the end of the ceremony to remember Yerushalayim, and that's done after the sheva berachot. It should be pointed out, and we've said this several times in different venues, that under the chuppah, the berachot are being made. Halakha says that berachot cannot be made if people are not dressed properly. Furthermore, one of the berachot is shasimcha b'me'ono. Shasimcha b'me'ono means that the Shekhinah is actually resting in this dwelling, in this place. Now, Shekhinah can only rest in a place where there is kiddushah. However, if there are people that are not dressed properly, so the chas v'shalom, that can chase away the Shekhinah at this most auspicious event of the chuppah. Therefore, it should be reinstated that all those that are standing under the chuppah must see to it to be dressed properly, not only in order that the rabbis can make the berachot properly, but in order that the Shekhinah will remain. It should be pointed out that some of the poskim did say that in a place where there's no modesty at a wedding, the beracha of shasimcha b'me'ono should be skipped because the Shekhinah is not there. And therefore you can't make this beracha. So we rely on the other opinions. However, nobody holds that there could be immodesty anywhere specifically under a chuppah.